Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Let's talk to Ethan Sands at Cleveland.com. Ethan, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Jake? How are you doing on this fine Thursday?
I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, I wish I could feel better about a 15-game win streak, but I'm still feeling good. I'm happy with the team that's 55-10. I could deal with less Browns news, but that's why we're here, Ethan. We're here to talk Cavs, and that should put me in a good mood no matter what.
Let's put you in a good mood, then. What we got to talk about today?
I just wanted to sort of start things off because after the Nets game, which obviously we know that they were down 18, they had to have a massive fourth quarter comeback with Darius scoring 18 in the fourth quarter. It's just been a sort of a trend that despite winning 15 games in a row, they've sort of struggled against some teams that they would have normally put away. I don't love that heading into the last 20 or so games of the season, and I'm sort of torn whether or not how I should feel. How do you balance out the two of 15-game win streak, everything going great, and also maybe not playing their best product to get to that result?
I think the Cavs have not been worried at all in any of these games, right? Because we talk about a team that has now become known for being able to come back from these deficits. The win on Tuesday against the Nets marked the 12th time winning after trailing by double digits in their fifth comeback when trailing by 15 points or more this season. So I think when you talk about having to come back against these lower tier teams, these not going to make playoff teams, we understand that it's not the prettiest game, but I also think there's a tactical portion of it, which Kenny Atkinson is allowing these guys to get different reps in. Obviously, we also understand that the Cavs are playing without Donovan Mitchell, Ty Jerome, and DeAndre Hunter in this last game. But there's an understanding that Javonte Green got minutes. Craig Porter Jr. got minutes. He's testing and experimenting with different lineups, different units, to see what he's going to be able to use in the playoffs while also finding out if this Cavs team can pull out games in close contest. I think that's the biggest thing that we talked about after Tuesday's game is the understanding that every playoff game is going to be close. Every playoff game is going to have a different way to win. It's not necessarily going to be through Donovan Mitchell, through Darius Garland, through Evan Mobley. Can other players around the margin step up? And the Cavs have continuously proven that they can do that with different players in the roster because that's what they've done all season. They've instilled and empowered every single player on the roster to be able to step up in their moments when their number is called.
Ethan, you mentioned how big the fourth quarter comebacks and just being able to be in games late is. Sort of on both sides of the coin in that, what can that do for a team and their mentality heading into a playoffs, like you mentioned, where you're going to play close games? And on the other end, how does that work mentality-wise of consistently being in those moments and what that plays on your mental effect from a sense of wearing you down?
It's the experience aspect of it, right? Because we understand that this team didn't have all that experience of winning close contests last year, and then they were put in multiple of those last season. Obviously, the Game 7 of the Orlando Magic series in the first round was the biggest win of the season, some may say, because they came back from such a big deficit and were able to clinch that at home. But I think the Cavs this year are seeing that they are a different team. They're proving that they're a different team because not only are they able to get out to big leads early on, as we saw early into the season, but now they're kind of doing the opposite. They're getting down early and working their way back. Even if they play three quarters of bad basketball, the fourth quarter, you can turn a different switch and you can go to guys like Darius Garland, who's been renowned now as Mr. Fourth Quarter. Donovan Mitchell, we've known as a guy that can close games. Evan Mobley has been a guy that the Cavs have gone to in different games this season to close out. Obviously, there are other opportunities for other players to step up. Max Strus hitting big shots, DeAndre Hunter hitting big shots. And I think that's the biggest thing for this team is they can win in multiple ways and go to different players. And it's the experience of being placed in these close games that is going to help them in the playoffs because, as I mentioned earlier, every game is going to be a best shot, and that's what everybody is coming into the Cavs games with. Because of the 15-game win streak, because of the best record in the NBA, everybody wants to give the Cavs their best shot, even though it's against teams like the Nets who were without D'Angelo Russell and all these things. It's important to note that the Cavs were able to get the job done with what was placed in front of them.
You mentioned the 15-game win streak, Ethan. Where do you think I know it's hard to predict, it's the NBA regular season, but if you had to take your best guess, does it the first loss of this streak and where it ends come against a very formidable opponent in a game that you just end up losing because you get outplayed, or is this one probably where the Cavs maybe don't take it as serious and sort of just don't bring their best for a night against a team they should?
I think if they lose, and I was having this conversation with somebody else the other day, like I'm looking at this schedule, and it looks like it would be a schedule loss. It wouldn't be because the Cavs got outplayed or whatever. It would be because they're coming off a back-to-back. They're playing three games in four nights. This March schedule is a dogfight. We are in the dog days of the NBA. Obviously, the Grizzlies, the Magic, the Clippers, the Kings, the Suns, the West Coast trip, those are all games against opponents that could be in the playoffs, that have playoff-worthy players on them. But the Cleveland Cavaliers have proven to be better than all of these teams this season. So I'm not saying that I expect them to lose in these games because of talent, because of effort. But I think if there is a reason, and I'm not saying, again, I'm not saying that there is, I think I can't pinpoint a point in this schedule that they, like picking out somewhere that I think they would lose. But if they would come away with a loss, I think it's because of a schedule of rest, of injury, of all these different things behind the scenes rather than the game being played itself.
Ethan Sands, Cleveland.com, with us on the hotline. Which streak is more impressive for you? We're both on 15 games now. The one that started the year where you start 15-0 or the one that the Cavs are currently on?
I think you always got to go with the first streak to start the season. That set the tone for the year for the Cavs, right? Everybody references that one. They did not want that streak to end. That's the one that they cared about more. This streak that they're going up against right now, their 15-game win streak, the potential to break the franchise record for wins in a row after doing it to start the season is impressive. But this is more so them preparing for the playoffs and putting them in situations to be successful. Obviously, we know that first 15-game win streak, there were wins against teams that have great records, and there were games against teams that didn't, but the understanding is you have to set the tone for a season, and they did that, and now being referencing all of those different games, all of those streaks, I think that has to be the more impressive one just because nobody really expected that from the Cavs for them to come out and win 15 games straight. They're more like, oh, we're trying to see what the Cavs are going to do this year, and they came out and played exactly how they wanted to for the first 15 games.
Yeah, almost like a punch in the mouth. You gotta love the way that that one feels. I do want to look at a sort of big picture where the Cavs are right now. We just saw the Thunder and Celtics matchup last night. And the Thunder end up taking that one down, and it was a close game, as you would expect between those two teams. I guess just getting to watch them play and having watched them play all season, which one of those two do you think would give the Cavs a harder time in a best-of-seven series?
Well, based on what we've seen this season, it depends on who's available, right? I think it's notable to point out that the Oklahoma City Thunder didn't have their second highest scorer in J-Dub and Jalen Williams in that contest, and were still able to come away with a victory. Obviously, Kristaps Porzingis did not play for the Boston Celtics, so that's also notable. But it's important to note that the availability of players, and obviously the Kristaps Porzingis injury, where they don't know necessarily what is going on with him, is something to monitor as we get closer to the playoffs. But if we have to pick which team is going to stifle the Cavs, I think you'd have to look at the Oklahoma City Thunder just because of what they've been able to do with Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell averages the most points per game in history, even higher than Michael Jordan when facing the Boston Celtics. So when you have a guy like Lu Dort who's able to shut down your best player, then that makes things more interesting for the Cavs. And again, this is the portion of what they've been trying to do all season, empower their players around them to make them ready for those situations for a potential NBA Finals matchup against a team that could shut down Donovan Mitchell, who has been the offensive hub and the catalyst for a lot of what the Cavs have done, even if he's playing off the ball. So we've seen the Cavs split this year, 2-2 regular season, 1-1 with the OKC Thunder. I think it's important just to note how they've gone about those victories, how they've gone about what injuries they've had to deal with at both times. So I think both teams and both series will be extremely interesting if they get to that point. Obviously, right now, that would be an Eastern Conference Finals and an NBA Finals matchup for those respective teams. But I think OKC gives them a better dogfight right now just because of having the ability to potentially take Donovan Mitchell out of the equation.
So we obviously get to what would be the final two series in theory for the Cavs. Is there a series before that that you think could give the Cavs trouble? Any team in the East right now that would be in the playoff picture that you think the Cavs could legitimately struggle against in a series?
Struggle isn't the word that I would use. I think if any series that the Cavs would play before the Eastern Conference Finals would be a stretch, it would go six games max, and I would say it would probably be the New York Knicks. But obviously that's not looking likely in the situation of where the schedule is at right now. But if that would be what I would think about because of the potential for Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, Karl-Anthony Towns, paired alongside with Mitchell Robinson, who's now returned from his injury, right? And that looks back to 2 years ago in their first round exit, and I think that would be something that the Cavs, a demon that the Cavs would want to exercise when it comes to a potential matchup in the playoffs. Obviously, you also have to look at the Bucks with Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo, who would be playing more minutes, have a different level of intensity, all these other things in the playoffs. But we also know that the Cavs have swept the Milwaukee Bucks this year, so I can't definitively say that I can say that that would be an all-out challenge. So if I had to pick a team before the Boston Celtics to give the Cavs a run for their money, and even saying that is a stretch, I'd have to go with the Knicks.
Ethan Sands again with us on the hotline. I did want to take a look at Darius Garland. So let's put it, just for now, put aside his fourth quarter against the Nets on Tuesday. I'll circle back to it, but is for him, we know that he was dealing with the minor hip injury. Have his struggles outside of that fourth quarter in recent games, do you think it's been more of a physical thing for him or more of a mental thing?
I mean, I think everybody's dealing with nicks and bruises at this point in the season. So you can say the physical thing. What I've liked about Darius and in this stretch of when he's been in a slump outside of the fourth quarter that you mentioned, I think it's because he hasn't shied away from his role. He's been a facilitator. He's still taking the adequate amount of shots. He's still seeking out his, but he's not doing it selfishly. He's not an isolation guy this year. He's attacking mismatches. He's attacking mismatches or matchups that he likes, but he's also getting everybody else involved. The ball isn't getting sticky or stuck with him on any given possession. So I don't think it's something that I'm – necessarily worried about when it comes to Darius, because we've seen the caliber of what he's played with this season. Sure, the numbers haven't been great over the last 5-10 games, but I definitely think you have to give credit to what he's been able to do coming back from the fractured jaw last season. It's something worth noting. It's something worth keeping an eye on if it continues. But Darius Garland, I think that fourth quarter will be able to help him get back on track, because sometimes for these guys, it's just about seeing the ball go through the hoop, and obviously that's what he did in that fourth quarter against the Nets.
And you pretty much covered it there. I mean, and again, I think we're on the same page in that sense, too, of just fourth quarter might just be what he needed. He might have just needed to see something go through the hoop, a big quarter to sort of break out of it. I think he's also a guy that you sort of put his name in the hat of someone who has a lot of pressure on themselves going into this postseason, into this playoffs, just because obviously in previous years, maybe not playing his best basketball, and that time rolls around. I think you could put Donovan in that conversation. You could put Jared Allen there if you really wanted to. I'm sure you can make a case for Evan. Which guy to you on the Cavs right now has the most pressure on them in a playoff series and heading into this playoffs in general?
I think it's the two guys that have made the biggest improvements this year. And you mentioned it, Darius Garland, and I think it's Evan Mobley. Because those two guys, obviously in the Boston Celtics series last year, did not play to their standard except for Evan Mobley in that decisive Game 5 in Boston, right? We did not see Evan Mobley compete to the level that we wanted to in that series. Obviously, it's a lot more difficult when you don't have Jared Allen on the floor with you. So I can't say definitively that it's on Jared Allen, because we didn't see him for a majority of the playoffs last year after that Game 4 rib injury, right? So I think Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, those are the two guys that need to flip the switch and need to continue what they've been doing all regular season for this Cavs team to be successful. And Evan Mobley is the key to their success, right? We've talked about this a couple of times on this show. I feel like Evan Mobley is the key to unlocking the Cavs getting further into the playoffs, because if he can be dominant on both ends of the floor, we obviously already know he is Defensive Player of the Year front runner. He is a guy who has elevated his offensive game to a next level, but the offense in the playoffs, with guys hounding him defensively, with potentially them putting their best defender, whoever they play, on him, I think that is what we want to see, is Evan Mobley take his game to the next level in the playoffs, because we have not seen that yet. We got a glimpse of it in that Boston Celtics series, but I got to see more. I have to see it with my eyes before I can believe it.
All right, Ethan, I'll get you out of here with this. What are you doing if somebody fills up your car with popcorn? What's the reaction? How do we come back from that?
I'm smiling just like Jalen Tyson, and I'm hopping on the flight over to Tennessee, and I'll have my detail guys come to the facility and handle that while I'm away.
All right, I'm glad. Listen, you might have it like that. I don't have it like that. I know Jalen's got it like that, and if you do, congratulations to you, and I give you a pat on the back, because I would be furious. It would not fly over well with me. Take that note. If you think of filling up my car with popcorn would be fun, just know not enough in the account to cover that.
Well, hey, I'm putting myself in Jalen Tyson's shoes, and even though he is a rookie, he like you said, he does got it like that. And as he said in the video, I'm not driving that, so I'm definitely doing that and figuring out. But when I come back, hopefully it's already handled. But that's the kind of love that this team has, right? It's all in good fun. Jalen Tyson, if you're going to do it to a guy, that's the guy to do it to. He was literally all smiles throughout the entire video, and I think – he will not forget to bring the donuts next time.
I would have to think not. Ethan, as always, man, I appreciate you taking away the time. Sit down with us, have a conversation, and I hope to do it again sometime soon, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.